I'm not entirely convinced about the choice of Substance.io as the name of an application, but I am entirely supportive of the principle in that it's a completely open source and free, constructed from the ground up application for online writing and publishing and specifically collaboration, or the capability for authors to collaborate on a document whilst perhaps separating in time and space. There are other products out there already which do that. I mean, we've got lots of Etherpad clones, we've got Google Docs, and plenty to choose from. The difference, I think, with Substance.io is that other options start from the basic paper format and the way that we write or have written historically using paper and books, whereas they've taken a completely different philosophy, and rather than writing the text as a continuous medium, the text itself is data which can sit within the system and is manipulated by the system, including the way it's displayed. So all you have to worry about is the content that you're writing. You don't have to worry about where it appears. So for example, in a Google document, you might end up with two people potentially trying to edit the same content at the same time. That can't happen in Substance.io. So I think it's a step forward in that sense. At the moment, it's very much in beta, and if you go reading about the site, there's an awful lot of complex language because it's written at the moment for the developers. And there are certain sections which are useful to more general members of the public, I suppose. But I think it will be becoming available towards the end of this year. That's towards the end of 2012. More stable format. So I've included it in the 366 posts simply as one to watch for, I think. What I particularly like is the fact that these guys are designing the architecture of Substance.io so that you're thinking solely about the content, and that's what we want our students to do, and not get hooked up on changing the layout and style and bold and different fonts. So Substance.io takes care of that. And what I also like is the fact that you can export it in a stack of different formats. So it's really flexible in